Animals have no ability to disobey their instincts. Animals have, that's what makes an animal an animal. Animals do not make moral choices. Animals are guided by instincts. And so they just do what is instinctual for them. What makes you a human is you're made in God's image. You have the power to say no. It's not a power on your own. It's a power that God gives you by His grace. That's freedom.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, today we continue in our series called Radicalis, Developing Spiritual Roots. In these lessons, we'll learn how to live a life that is deeply rooted in Christ and His Word so that we can become all God has created us to be. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of the beautifully designed and illustrated Daily Hope Prayer Journal. It's a great way to record and track your prayers. And you can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 for more information. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Radical Freedom.
Now, the Bible says this, look here on the screen, Hebrews 4:16. Let us then feel free. That's the second freedom. Let us feel free to come before God's throne. Now, how do you do that? How do you come before God's throne? You pray. You don't have to say any these and thous. You don't have to have any fancy words. You don't have to have any certain ritual. You just come to God as a father, our Father who art in heaven, Daddy, Abba. You just come as a child, our Father. Let us feel free to come before God's throne. Here there is grace, and we can receive mercy and grace to help us when we need it. Is that good news? Oh, yeah, that's good news. So, why am I free? Because first, everything I've done wrong in the past is forgiven and forgotten. And second, no matter what I face today, I can talk to God about it instantly. Lord, I'm going into Costco right now, and I need some help. I'm tempted to buy everything. You know, you can talk to God anytime, anywhere. You can talk to Him at a stoplight. You don't have to close your eyes. You have personal access to God. Now, here's my question about this one. Why don't you take advantage of this more often? If you could talk to anybody in the world any time of the day, let's say, you know, you needed help on something, and God says, I'm here any time of the day, why don't you take advantage of that more often? Why don't you talk to Him more often? Jesus said, you have not because you ask not. Every prayer doesn't have to end in Jesus' name. Amen. You can keep a running prayer going throughout the day. You just keep talking to God all the time. And sometimes you're talking with a friend and then you don't see him for a day. And when you pick up the conversation, you just pick up where you left off. You can do that with God all the time. Clear conscience. Personal access to God. Number three. Radical freedom. What Jesus wants you to be free from is the power to do what's right. Radical freedom is the power to do what's right. Now, I need to explain this because most people have a limited, actually a quite immature view or definition of freedom. Most people think freedom means no rules. That's freedom, you know? I've always laughed at kids who said, you know, I can't wait till I graduate because then I'm going to be free from my parents and all their authority. Well, that's just fantastic. Okay, now, what are you going to do after you graduate? Oh, I'm joining the army. Hello? Little hammer, big hammer. Okay, you will always have authority over you in your life. Get used to it. It may be a boss, it may be the government, it may be some, but you're going to have to serve somebody. At some point, nobody has unlimited life. There are limitations in every area of life. But a lot of people think freedom means no borders, no boundaries, no rules, no regulations, no restrictions, no limits. Now, let me explain this to you very clearly. Freedom is not the absence of limits. Freedom is the power God graciously gives you to say yes and no, to say yes to the right things and to say no to the things that mess up your life. Freedom is more than the restriction, limitations taken off. Freedom is the power to do the right thing, the power to do what's good, the power to stop doing self-destructive things that you'd like to stop, but you can't. You see, freedom is far more positive and far more powerful than simply no limits, no rules, no regulations. I want you to write this down in your outline. Freedom is the power to say both yes and no. Freedom is the power to say both yes and no. Not just yes, but to say no to some things. And if you don't have the power to say no, there's a word for that. It's called addiction. And you get obsessions and compulsions and addictions in your life because you don't have the power to say no. Let me give you an example. I read this story this week. I thought it was a good example of what I'm trying to share with you. The guy says, my parents were the typical liberated baby boomers. I perceive they were probably hippies growing up. My parents were the typical liberated baby boomers, so there weren't many boundaries in our home for me growing up. My dad thought he was being cool, allowing me to experiment with sex and even drugs. My sister and I were encouraged to, quote, find your bliss, end quote. And we were encouraged to do whatever we felt like doing, all in the name of creativity and freedom. But by the time we were in our mid-20s, both my sister and I were really messed up and confused. My sister had had two abortions. I got AIDS, and my new wife left me because I couldn't end my addiction to meth and porn. My so-called freedom wasn't freedom at all. It was a sham. On the outside, I appeared to be enjoying the fast life, but inside, I was enslaved. Enslaved to my own fears, my own insecurities, and my own compulsions. I needed somebody to free me from myself. Bingo.
That's Pastor Rick Warren, and you're listening to our series called Radicalis. The second half of today's study is coming up next.
It's been said that prayer moves the heart of God. That's why I want to tell you about a very special resource Pastor Rick and his team created just for you. It's the Daily Hope Prayer Journal. This first-of-its-kind, vegan leather, full-color prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, and space to express your gratitude and personal prayer requests to God. The 208 pages are beautifully designed and filled with inspiring Bible verses. This prayer journal is a spiritual growth tool designed to help you enjoy a vibrant prayer life, connect with the Lord, strengthen your prayer practice, and establish a consistent daily prayer time. When you give a gift to this ministry, we'll send you the Daily Hope Prayer Journal to say thanks. Quantities are limited, so get yours today. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004.
Right now, we'd like to let you know that a very special friend of the ministry has offered a $100,000 matching grant for this month. Now, that means that when you support Daily Hope, every dollar will be matched up to $100,000 all the way to the end of this month. But please remember, if we don't reach the $100,000 mark by midnight, December 31st, well, we'll lose whatever is left over. So please give, however God leads you. These funds are critical as we go forward with our vision of sharing the hope of Jesus with more people who need it.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
You need somebody to free you from yourself. There are things that you don't like about you that you've tried to change and you can't. If you could, you would, but you can't, so you won't. And there are things you go, man, I don't like that. You know, I don't like worrying all the time, but I don't know how to stop it. I don't know why I say these things that embarrass me, and but I don't know how to stop it. Why do I fly off at the handle at the people I love the most? I don't want to do that, but I can't stop it. And I don't want to be afraid, and I don't want to be nervous, and I don't want to be anxious. I don't want to be stressed out all the time, but I am. How do I stop it? I wish I was more patient. I'm not. I wish I was more organized. I'm not. I wish I was more loving and kind to people, but I'm not. I wish I was less selfish. There are a lot of things you don't like about you. You cover them up. You try to make it look like it's no big deal, but it's a big deal to you. You don't have the power to stop. You don't have the power to say no. That kind of power only comes from God. It only comes from God. I've told you this many times that, you know, the reason why so many self-help books are sold every year is because people have an innate desire to change themselves. This year, not thousands, tens of thousands of self-help books will be written on everything from how to manage your time better, to how to be a better leader, to how to lose weight, to how to save your relationship, and on and on and on. And actually, many of those self-help books have some good advice in them. They actually do have some good things. The one thing that they don't provide is the power. No book gives you the power to change. You can read it, and you can know the right thing to do and still not do it. Everybody agree with that? I mean, it's kind of like the way I read diet books. You know, I get a good diet book. I sit down in my lazy boy chair, get a bag of potato chips and a Coke, and I start reading this diet book. And I go, man, this is good. This is really good. In fact, I'll get out a highlighter. I think I'll underline some parts of this. It's really, in fact, this is so good. I think I'm going to memorize sections of this diet book, and I'll put it on a little card. And I mean, this is really good. In fact, I feel healthy just reading it. But do I do anything about it? No. Why? You don't have the power to do the right thing unless you plug into that power to do the right thing. And you say, God, I'm going to need your help. I need that kind of freedom. The power to not do the wrong thing. The Bible talks about this a lot. 2 Peter says this here on the screen. Some people arrogantly use nonsense to seduce people by appealing to their sexual desires, especially to sexual freedom. In other words, hey, man, everybody's doing it. Sexual freedom. Ooh, we're all in for it. Yeah, peace, love, and Bobby Sherman, you know. Sexual freedom. They promise freedom, but they themselves are slaves to corruption. And then here's the key. A person is a slave to whatever he gives into. You see, why God hates sin, and besides the fact that it's rebellion against him, but one of the things we don't realize is that sin is addicting. All sin is addicting. You do it once, you want to do it again, and 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 pretty soon, you can't stop. You can't stop. And it has become a habit in your life. It's become a compulsion in your life. It's become a pattern in your life. And you don't know how to break that pattern because you don't have the power. Paul voiced this tension this way in Romans 7 here on the screen. What a miserable person I am. Who's going to free me from this life that is dominated by sin? I can't stop worrying. I got insomnia all the time. I can't stop being afraid. I can't stop second-guessing myself. I can't stop putting myself down. I can't stop living in shame. I can't stop on and on and on. Who will free me from this life that's dominated by sin? And then he answers his own question. Thank God. The answer is Jesus Christ, our Lord. Why? Because Jesus said, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Radical freedom is not simply no limits. Radical freedom is the freedom to change, to say yes to the things that are good for you, that are healthy for you, that build your life, that produce happiness, significance in these things, and to say no to the stuff that's self-destructive, that destroys your relationships and destroys your life and destroys your health and all these other things. The Bible talks about it like this in Romans chapter 6. Our old sinful selves, the ones that want to do the self-destructive stuff, our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ. Did you know that? There's a spiritual principle that when Christ died for you, he died for all of us, and we're included in that, so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We're no longer slaves to sin. That's freedom. For when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. Now, what does that mean? Does it mean I don't sin anymore? Obviously not. I sin all the time, and so do you. What is it saying? The set free from the power of sin is now I have the power to not do it. Before, I didn't have any power. It was just me against my addictions, me against my habits, me against the things I don't like. Now, I actually have a power outside of myself to say no. See, this is what makes you different from animals. Animals have no ability to disobey their instincts. That's what makes an animal an animal. Animals do not make moral choices. Animals are guided by instincts. And so they just do what is instinctual for them. What makes you a human is you're made in God's image. You have the power to say no. It's not a power on your own. It's a power that God gives you by his grace. That's freedom. That is freedom. It's the freedom to have a clear conscience. It's the freedom to have direct access to God and say, God, I need help right now. It's the freedom to say no to things that mess up my life and to say yes to good things. When people say, the temptation was too heavy, I just couldn't help it. Well, if they don't have Christ in their life, they're right. They don't have that help. They don't have that power. But if you say, I just couldn't help it, but you have Christ in your life, you're not telling the truth. Because the truth is, God says, if you'll have direct access to me, I will give you the power to help it. And I will never allow a temptation on you so great you can't say no to it. That's radical freedom. Number four, radical freedom is living with meaning and purpose. Radical freedom, real, genuine freedom, not political, but radical spiritual freedom, means living a life of meaning and living a life of purpose. Now, this is so important because most people are all bound up and they're not living, really. They're just existing. Most people don't know how to live. They just exist. That's why Jesus said, I've come that you might have life, because most people aren't living. They drift through life. They exist through life. And as a result, we're empty inside. And we're always looking for something to fill that emptiness. A relationship, if I could just get married, if I could just get the right girlfriend or boyfriend, then my relationship, if I had the right relationship, that'd fill my emptiness. If I had the right job, that'd fill my emptiness. If I just had found the right hobby, and they move from hobby to hobby, looking for something to fill their emptiness. Everybody is looking for something to fill their emptiness. It may be a pill or a bottle or television or pornography or a book or it could be something good, a good cause to fill the emptiness in my life. Doesn't have to be something evil. But there's this God-shaped hole inside of you that isn't going to be filled with anything except God. People are empty inside. And Jesus Christ came to set you free from that emptiness, to set you free to a life of meaning and purpose. The Bible says this, 1 Peter 1, God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life that you inherited from your ancestors. I looked up this word empty in Greek. It's a metaios. Metaios means worthless, purposeless, empty, useless. It means futile. It means vain. Vanity means empty. Doesn't mean pride. It means empty. And this is the way most of the world lives, as if things that are so insignificant are extremely important. Who cares who dated who? what fashion they wore on the red carpet. You know, what jewelry was made by what person? What is that going to matter 5 minutes from now, much less 5 years or 50 years or 1,000 years from now? It has no meaning. Most people are building their lives on things that have no meaning at all. They're giving first-class allegiance to second-class causes, and those causes are betraying them. Jesus said, I came to set you free from an empty life, from a purposeless life. You see, when you are empty, what happens in your life is you start looking to other people for your validation. And most people are enslaved by the approval of others. Some are still enslaved by their parents. I've met people who are still trying to prove their worth to their parents, and their parents died 10 years ago. And they still hear in their mind, you're never going to amount to such and such. And why can't you be like your sister or your brother?
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, and you've been listening to our series called Radicalis, Developing Spiritual Roots. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com to listen again, to find out more about this ministry, and to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. It's been said that prayer moves the heart of God. And that's why I want to tell you about a very special resource Pastor Rick and his team have created just for you. It's our Daily Hope Prayer Journal. This first-of-its-kind, vegan leather, full-color prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, and space to express your gratitude and personal prayer request to God. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Before we close, I just want to take a moment to say thank you once again to all of you who have supported us with your prayers and your financial gifts. We really are working together as partners in the gospel. And I want you to know that your prayers make a difference. I believe that. I not only know it, I feel it. I can feel when people are praying for me. And your prayers are opening doors for us to take the gospel into places we've never been able to go before. And your prayers also prepare the hearts of the people who are going to hear the good news, that message of daily hope, for the very first time. Now, let me tell you a little bit about where we're going this next year. In the coming year, we are hoping to expand Daily Hope into more major cities and markets, not only in the United States, but all around the world. And we've also set a goal of translating the Daily Hope broadcast into Spanish. Did you know that there are over 400 million people on this planet who speak Spanish? We want to take the message of hope to those 400 million people. You know, we're rebuilding our website to actually accommodate several different translations of our Daily Hope devotional. And we're going to have it in Chinese, we're going to have it in Arabic, we're going to have it in Vietnamese, Indonesian. If you know anybody who speaks any of these languages, you need to tell them about the Daily Hope website. Please do that. And by the way, if you can help us with these expansion opportunities, reaching out to every nation, I would really appreciate it. It's a great time to donate because there's a family that partners with Daily Hope that's offering a $100,000 matching grant this month, which means anything you give will automatically be doubled up to $100,000. So your donations matter. In this month of giving, I'd like to give something to you. And I'm very proud of this new tool we developed. It's called the Daily Hope Prayer Journal. Full color, vegan leather cover, 208 pages of Bible verses, illustrations, photos, encouraging verses that'll help you stay consistent all this next year in your prayer time. Thanks for listening today, everybody, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope. God bless you, and have a great Christmas season.
Now, quantities are limited, so get yours today. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. And remember, all this month when you support Daily Hope, every dollar will be matched up to $100,000 till midnight December 31st. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.